There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody. Welcome to the Saints Happy Hour Podcast Live Draft Edition 2024. Thanks for joining us. I got Kevin, I got Dave. Andrew's at a super secret location. He may try to join us when the Saints pick. Right now, we're at pick 12, right? Correct, gentlemen?
Yep. Pick 12.
Kevin?
Are we on pick 12? I'm on the Jets. My thing says the Jets.
Yeah. Sorry. The Jets pick 11.
Okay.
Kevin,
I just want to make sure because I use YouTube TV sometimes.
Not perfect. Not perfect for the Saints so far.
Is it not? Drew,
I respectfully disagree.
Yeah, what would be more perfect?
I went on Twitter and I saw everybody having a goddamn panic attack during the first few picks. I go into our Discord, which if you're a Patreon member, sign up to be a Patreon member. You can join our Discord. I saw fools in our Discord getting all crazy and getting all, oh, Mickey's going to do it. Mickey's going to do it. Y'all need to quit being clowns and just let the shit happen. You just need to let the shit happen. Okay, now the Jets, what? Are the Jets taking Olu? Okay, so they're taking Olu. So
you got
three
off the board now.
That leaves Quagga from Oregon State and Fountainot from
Washington.
From Washington.
Both of who are fine. Both of who are totally serviceable and would be here's good the, picks, right? Right?
Here's, right. Right.
Here's the question. Here's the question. I know we as certified draft experts, because we run mock drafts and we watch YouTube clips, we say, oh, those two tackles are fine. But are the Saints saying that?
Let me stay on this top ten here.
Yeah.
What?
The Jets pick is in.
Well, I mean, if it looks like they're taking Fasciano, then it's like this is the other problem of the modern draft, is everything sort of gets quote unquote spoiled before it actually happens on TV, which I'm fine with. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. But, what about TJ Tampa?
Talking about these first 10 picks. We had five quarterbacks go, which was great for the Saints. You had somebody reach for one of the other tackles, which was great. J.C. Latham. Yeah. Thanks, Tennessee.
You had the Falcons. Run amok says.
Yeah. You had the Falcons absolutely falcon the shit up taking Penix. It's perfect.
I don't know.
Are on the clock.
The Broncos.
Let's see what happens.
If I'm Sean Payton, I'm running up there to get Brock Bowers.
Damn. Are you? I mean, so if you're Sean Payton, like all the quarterbacks are gone, right? Like he was maybe going to get a quarterback.
That's right. Brock Bowers. So you're saying, Kevin, you liked Dave's draft, mock draft?
That's for Denver.
Denver.
I'm running up to grab Brock Bowers.
I'm just saying, Kevin, that if there was ever a moment where the Saints would think about trading down, we could be at that moment because you got three tackles have gone. What if the Saints view the last two in the rest of the group with the other tackles that we saw going in the second and third rounds, the guy from Duke or whoever, right?
The guy from Oklahoma. Yeah.
Go after, see, like, what if Mims? They all view him the same, right?
Right.
I'm just saying, we may think you got to take one of these two tackles, but the Saints may have them in like the cloud or whatever, where they're like,
right.
there was three good ones, and the rest of them are all second round grades or whatever, right? So I'm just saying.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that like maybe that like we might be at the apex of the Saints trading down. This may be our best opportunity yet. Bo Nix to the Broncos, apparently.
This is crazy.
This is quarterback madness.
That's great.
I think it all.
So wait, that would be, but if they take Bo Nix, that would be six quarterbacks
in the top 12.
Half of the picks are quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah.
Even me that's being overly optimistic. Because Ralph, we talked about this shit during one of our weekly things where I said for sure four quarterbacks were going in the top 10, probably in the top six. And I said, I could see a scenario where five would go in the top 10.
And I laughed you off this. I laughed you off the stage.
But six in the top 12. I don't know if I would have done that.
Is this desperation by Peyton, though, taking Bo Nix? Like, I mean, certainly this can't be the guy he really wanted. Like,
let me pull up the illustrious Denver Broncos.
I'm sure tomorrow at the press conference, they'll say that
you got Jared Stidham, Zach Wilson, and Ben DiNucci as your starting quarterback as your quarterbacks.
Here's the other thing, Kevin. We talked about trade down, and we know the Saints. That's unlikely because it ain't happening. Like six. Thomas did a post for us today. Thomas, what was it? 6,072 days since 6,029 days since Loomis traded down.
Something like that.
But Kevin, I do think the possibility
we're in good position now.
We could trade possibility, down.
Brother. It's even worse. 6,209.
Oh, 6,290. But here's the thing, Kevin, that we talked about almost every Friday show, or not every Friday, but a couple of them. Not about the trade down, but about the possibility of could there be a guy at 14 that no matter how dire we look at the offensive line for the Saints and we say, you're missing both tackles, James Hurst retired, you better take a tackle. No matter how dire we look at it, could there be a guy on the Saints board where they're like, we don't give a you-know-what about tackles. That guy is rated 4 on our board and we're taking him and he's not a tackle. And Kevin, they got 6 quarterbacks that go on. I think that scenario is very, very real.
It's terrifying. It's terrifying.
It's going to be
Bowers. They're going to get if they got Brock Bowers.
Yeah.
Does Las Vegas need a tight end?
I would be.
It's going to be Brock Bowers. By the way, if it's Brock Bowers,
the graphics and shit, man.
I am going to be insufferable.
Yeah. I would be annoyed. I don't even know if I would be annoyed. I would be moderately perturbed.
I might wake my daughter up. She's sleeping, and I might be so loud.
I would be moderately perturbed if they took Brock Bowers at tight end. Because here's the thing. I never thought it was possible because I didn't really think 6 quarterbacks would go.
That's right.
I didn't, I just didn't think. I didn't think all these guys would just go ahead of him and he would fall down to the Saints. But then again, I also thought there would hopefully be some phone calls being made that Mickey would just have to be a fool.
I think Peyton is pissed. I think he's like, God damn it. I needed a quarterback and I can't believe I have to get the 6th quarterback. I can't believe I'm sitting at 12. Although actually, you know what? He would have traded up probably. I mean, if he wanted
he had a date the other week with Bo Nix where they spent like 2 hours watching films and
maybe he really likes Bo Nix.
Let me tell you something. Bo Nix looks like he runs the suburban car wash.
CDW said, Ralph, if it's Bowers, prepared to see Andres Pete back on your TV. You shut your mouth, CDW. You shut your mouth. I saw a Tennessee beat writer that he said J.C. Latham, he's probably going to be a right tackle. And Tennessee can sign Andres Pete. He had a real nice season for the Saints to be left tackle. I was like, buddy, Nice is doing a lot of work there.
Yeah, Nice is setting a bench press record there. If the Saints take Bowers, I would be modestly annoyed.
I'd hate it.
But I can change that based on what they do the rest of the way. Let's say they then take Bowers, get to 45, trade TJ back.
TJ Tampa. Just like I'm off.
Listen, if they do that, I'm coming back to New Orleans, and me and you are going to go take a trip down the Bonacary Spillway, okay?
TJ Tampa
at 45.
Here's the thing. I hate the Bowers pick because here's the thing, Dave. Tight ends in the first round, horrible track record. If you pick Brock Bowers at 14, he's got to be minimum Jimmy Graham to me to be successful. Like, that's the bar.
Quick donation update.
All right. Oh, yeah, I didn't even do – what is the donation update?
How much is
everybody donating if we get Brock Bowers and I'm right on my mind?
We're at $20.
Speaking of the Wickerman, thanks for $5. Also, thanks to Wickerman earlier for subscribing with Prime for free. To Nelson for free. And to Jason Champagne also with Prime with donation message. Happy draft night. So we are at 20 buckaroos. And Ralph, Nikolai Elia said you promised us a drink at the start of the show.
I did. I'll get the drink. Y'all continue the show.
I also had the drink that Ambush left off. I had that like 2 hours ago because I figured if it was going to do anything, it would need to be drank in advance. And I'm fine.
Yeah, and Dave too.
This Felipe's margarita is doing much more damage.
What's with the Las Vegas pick? What takes so long?
They're probably on the phone. They've probably been on the phone and
waiting. It says the pick is in.
They're in Kevin mode.
Are you on Twitter, Kevin? What's going on?
I'm on Twitter.
Imagine
and I'm
saying
on...
trade down, and we have a Kevin live reaction, guys. Holy shit!
I mean, this could go a lot of different ways. No, honestly, like, I think this draft is going exactly how the Saints want to go, and they're in great position. They can get, even if Vegas takes one of those two tackles that are still available, the Saints can just take the other one and just go home, be happy, be done with it.
Honestly, sit by the phone, see if anybody calls. Reach out to some other people. I mean, let me pull up the mock draft simulator.
I mean, unless you think you can trade down like one or two spots and still get one of those two tackles, I mean, that would be a great move. Like, if you could just trade down like one or two spots,
and
still get one of those two tackles that are available, that would be the move.
The Bengals still need a tight end. So
who's after us? Who are the two teams after?
People are saying Bowers is gone. Bowers is gone, guys.
Vegas took Bowers.
Saints out of
absinthe.
The clock.
I'm drinking the absinthe, but I'm not going to do it till the Saints are on the clock.
I just asked you if Vegas needed a tight end, Ralph, and you said no.
No, I thought you said defensive end, Dave. Well, they picked the defense.
Nothing. I'm looking. The NFL doesn't have them needing a tight. The NFL.com thing doesn't have them needing a tight end.
Look at that lady's leg.
The NFL didn't have them needing a tight end. You know what? I guess the Raiders just looked at it like...
What do you call a leg sleeve of tattoos?
I guess the Raiders just looked at it like best player on the board.
A pant leg? Hey, you call that a...
Here's scenario. Trade down with the Eagles. Get the second round pick back. The Eagles take a corner.
Come on, get realistic. Who do we want them to pick? They won't trade down. Come on, man.
I mean... If you pick, I mean, Kevin, is there anybody left significantly higher than the tackles in the mocks that you've done?
Dallas Turner.
Talese, you mean Who's left? Let's see.
Yeah, like.
Oh, the two corners more on the team, guys.
The two corners. Latu.
You can have any defensive player you want there. And had a defensive player.
Byron Murphy. And then yeah, like then you got.
Man,
then you got Talese.
Saints are listening to trade offers. People are saying in the chat. Holy shit!
All right, let's go. Come on.
Hang on, don't hit that horn yet. Do not hit that horn yet. You need to wait. You need to wait for that horn.
No.
Ian Rappaport is saying that they're listening to trade offers, but we need to wait.
Oh, Rappaport's bullshit. Come on, man.
Kevin, we're as close as we're ever going to be to a trade down by Mickey Loomis. If it doesn't happen now, it's never going to happen.
Has any there been a defensive player picked yet?
Any team that's in the 20s.
Wait a minute.
There has not. This is my point, Dave.
We could have the best defensive player available in the draft right now.
Yes. So any team, the Rams, the Eagles, teams that were looking to get in the top 10 for rumors of Murphy, of a corner, any of those teams, they have had their dream scenario too, and they can say, we can get a guy, the best defensive player on our board. We can trade with Loomis, right? We can trade with Loomis at a discount from what we were willing to do an hour ago. Like, to me, if it doesn't happen now, it's going to get to 12,000 days. You know? So... I don't know, man. It's close.
Has there ever... Actually, I don't think there's ever been a draft where the first 13 picks are all offensive players.
Listening to trade offers, Ian Rappaport. Are we going to move down? Oh, my God. Are we going to have to reset the clock? Are we going to have to reset the count?
Ty Hartley staged a coup. Mickey Loomis is locked in the janitor's closet. That's what's happening.
They tied him up.
That's what's happening.
Skooks has quote tweeted Ian Rappaport and said, if the Saints trade down, Saints forecast and Sean Orleans are going to run naked through the streets.
Can you?
Whoa.
Yeah.
I was false alarm. I, Thomas, me and Thomas are having an emergency discussion. I got the sound, Thomas. Don't you worry.
Hang on. Wait. Rappaport is saying
the dream is dead.
Damn it. So close.
Man.
Kevin had a boner, but you know.
What? ESPN went to commercial.
They gave us blue balls.
The song is over.
It was so
I wonder
close.
Who's going to be first in the chat with the pick. Just like Kevin's love life.
Mickey Loomis, he listened for like.
We're going to have a.
10 seconds.
I keep refreshing Twitter, and there's zero new tweets on my feed, like from the thousands of people I thought. There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, everyone's refreshing on Twitter.
I know. What is going on? And nobody's tweeting. All of Saints Nation is not tweeting.
All the picks have been like leaked.
Seriously, I keep refreshing, and there's not one new tweet in the thousands of people I follow.
I hate this because
Peyton
I feel
Turner's
like...
Peyton going to have a bravo, guys. That's
I feel like
happen.
If they're thinking about trading and they pick an offensive tackle... That means that they don't love the offensive tackle. Clock still ticking. Is the pick in or did they just go to commercial?
Well, it's in. I don't know.
Fuaga. They're saying Fuaga.
Nick Underhill tweets Fuaga.
All right, there we go.
But he said May. May.
If Underhill says Fuaga, it's Fuaga. All right, so I got to drink this absinthe. Kevin, tell us about
Fuaga. All right, that's good.
I want to hear his name. I want to hear his name so I know.
So this guy, this is a steal. Obviously, this guy was gone in almost all mock drafts before.
Ian Rappaport says with some options they'll pick. Yeah, they
know.
They're picking. It's a bunch of people on Twitter are saying now the Saints are picking.
Nick Underhill says Fuaga.
It's already Nick Underhill's already announced it.
Yeah.
He's got the inside line.
So, here's to you, Fuaga. Absinthe.
All right. Well, let's make sure we're pronouncing his name first.
Yeah.
Correctly first.
Welcome to the Saints.
Ooh. Oh, God.
All right. Well, you know what, Kevin? You've got to be at least mildly happy. They did, you know what? Because they didn't trade up. They stayed right. put. That's Correct. Always that's like a
take it. It's a win. Victory. All of you in the Discord, a bunch of you, you know, all in the Discord, some of you perhaps from the Netherlands, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, were acting like, they're trading up. Mickey's going, that's what's happening. No, it didn't. They waited, If Rappaport's thing is true, they actually fielded some calls, and then they decided, hey, we can actually get a tackle. We can actually get a really good tackle, and they took him.
Yeah.
So you got a guy that's 6'6", weighs at least 330. So look at the write-up on PFF. Fuaga is the kind of ass kicker, literally ass kicker. Every NFL team wants in the trenches. He has a finisher's mentality in the run game and takes pride in pushing defenders against their will.
Yeah.
Ultimately, Fuaga has the tape of a starting NFL offensive lineman, whether it's a tackle or guard. He brings powerful mentality needed to stand out in the trenches, adequate length and foot speed, good offensive lineman IQ, and elite strength.
Would you rather have Fuaga or Fashanu, Kevin? Who would you rather have?
You should have asked me that question 15 minutes ago before the Raiders took him. Because once he was gone, gone.
I mean, if you could, man.
If
Fashanu was possible, available.
Fuaga is the guy that walked in the dance with me, so he's the guy that's leaving the dance with me.
The thing with Fuaga that is a concern to me, Dave, is when they say he could be either a tackle or a guard, I'm getting strong Andres Pete vibes.
Why?
Because I could just see in like 2 years, they're like, Fuaga, we put him at guard. He's a pretty good guard. And then they'll try to make us pretend like we don't remember them picking him top 15. And you're like, you don't pick an above average guard at 14, man.
You're saying like this is like the offensive line version of Peyton Turner and Marcus Davenport.
Because Pete's better than both of them. Pete was with the Saints, went to the Pro Bowl, was with them for nearly a decade. Like, Pete wasn't a bad pick, but wasn't a good pick.
How do we feel? I mean, we are now through 14 picks. Not one defensive player has been.
I just listened to a video that was narrated by Mike Martz, so he would be in the know. They're not going to.
Would he?
A former NFL guy that would be out there. Like he's not going to put out. He's not going to put out a video where he's saying his name's wrong.
So what did he say?
And he does. And he does say Talese Fuaga.
Oh
yeah.
What says what says?
No, I'm listening.
You want to know how it's pronounced?
Make sure that we're getting the name right.
No, he's Hawaiian. Fuaga. That sounds right. I think that sounds right.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway,
listen.
Are we upset that we didn't get Dallas Turner?
Already got Saints Hall of Famer, my guys. Fuaga.
Now, the thing is, Dave. No. It doesn't really matter. What matters is this dude has got to be good. Because here's the thing. Because Kevin, if you look at the Saints, what has to be true for them to be good in 2024? The offensive line has got to get fixed.
Right.
And it cannot get fixed if Fuaga isn't a plug and play guy.
Correct. So he has to be pencil his name in. Either over Ramchek or Penning, figure out what that's going to be, and then get another guy, and then let's roll. Hell, maybe get a guard so we can get in there. I'm looking at the – so what was the RAS? 9.63. He was a team captain.
Oh, I like that.
First captain. Team All-American.
Yeah.
Come on.
Like he's
– come on. This is a guy – if he's not starting, then this pick is a failure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. This guy, like Ralph said, needs to be plug and play.
You can't start on the Saints offensive line. There's no hope for you.
A minus right now.
I mean, look, James Hurst is retired. Ramchek might possibly retire. If he doesn't retire, I don't know how much we can expect of him. We could have taken Dallas Turner maybe, but I think this is a situation where need outweighs luxury. you had to go offensive tackle.
I think
the draft fell to them perfectly. I think if you're in that draft room for the Saints on Airline Drive or wherever the hell it is, I think you got to be pretty happy with today.
I think you would have wanted a couple. You wanted what?
I'm happy.
Six quarterbacks. If it would have been perfect, Dave, you would have wanted six quarterbacks and a couple of defensive players. And then maybe you get Pashanu.
Yeah.
But I mean,
hang on.
I'm happy. It's not exciting. Here. It's not sexy, but I think this is the right move.
I've got numbers here.
Other than maybe trading down.
In 2023, 339 pass blocking snaps, 12 quarterback pressures allowed, 0 sacks allowed.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, and listen, they picked Brandon Cooks from Oregon State. That worked out, Dave. So you got that?
Oh, there we go. We have a good history.
You got Oregon. Do they have any other Oregon? Anybody in the
Dallas
chat?
Dallas Turner is just chomping on some Doritos in the.
I mean,
just waiting.
Here's the thing. I guess, Kevin, the Saints just looked at it and they must have said, Fuaga or the guy from Washington, they must have said, probably it must have been Fuaga, and they said, listen, the difference between him and the other offensive tackles, it's too much. We can't move down, and if we got to move to 25 or whatever and take Mims, the difference in our grade between Mims and Fuaga or whoever is too much.
Plus, there was an injury concern with Mims. I don't remember how far back it was, but there was an injury concern because I remember we discussed that in our in one of our episodes where I did a mock draft. Listen, this guy looks like he's ready to. I got some kid walking in front of the camera here live on the draft. It's hilarious. And
by the way, guys, I'm looking at the Kevin Does Mock Drafts channel on Discord to see if anyone has drafted Fuaga from our patrons. And Jason Champagne yesterday mock drafted Fuaga.
Nice job, Jason.
At pick 18. I'm looking at other mock drafts to see if anyone did the same. There's Kevin.
Yeah, it's one. I wonder.
2 days ago, pick 19, Fuaga. Kevin,
I wonder. And Kevin, you're gonna hate me, but I wonder: is there a possibility that the Saints were like Fuaga or the guy from, or what's the guy from Washington, the other tackle, right?
Fontenot.
What if they had another tackle that's like a really close grade?
Yeah.
The possibility of Mickey Loomis trading up from 45 if that guy falls into the second round. And they would go tackle.
Check this out, guys. Check this out.
Wait a minute. Are we worried that this guy is Trevor Penning? Like, how do we know?
I don't know. No.
Can we trust that? I mean,
you never know. You never know, Dave. But the thing I'll say
that
is
Trevor Penning, like that Trevor Penning was an aberration and not like, you know, part of a sequence of us being terrible at drafting offensive tackles.
It could
just
be,
like
but
just like we're terrible at drafting defensive ends.
I think that would be more of a concern if Trevor Penning played at a big school. Like, Oregon State is a real school. It's a big boy school.
right.
North Dakota Central Community College. Like North Carolina.
All right.
Even Tulane is a bigger school than North Dakota State.
Thank you.
It is.
Thank you.
So, like, he played at a big boy school. He played for multiple years. Like, I think that's less of a concern. I think Dave, with Penning, they went too far, too much Raz. It was too much love of Raz and not enough.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
right.
What does he do in the games?
Right.
Because, right. You know,
So now current starting offensive line, left tackle, Fuata.
No, guard. I would think Fuata
is
going to be right tackle. He's ready made right tackle. I've seen
his name is Eric.
Right tackle. So Andrus Pete is still left tackle.
They got to sign him first.
Right, he's not listed on the depth chart here.
I mean, I would say your line now is Penning, McCoy at center, Fuaga at right tackle, Ruiz at one guard, and at the other guard,
the Italian fellow,
Saldivari.
Wait, Ramchek is done.
I mean, yeah, Ramchek is done. Like he's lost better, like. Right. He's lost like 30 pounds. He's done. Like, come on. It's going to happen post June 1.
Hey, so Fuaga seems to be Budrich's guy because he drafted him like 6 times already in mock drafts.
All right.
Oh, Jason Champagne makes a great point here. Randy Mueller, former Saints general manager, who, oh, by the way, the Saints hired as a consultant and was helping them on the draft. Alt was number 2 on his big board. Fuaga was number 4. Who's one of the people Mickey Loomis trusts the most and has the best friendship with besides Sean Payton? Randy Mueller. And look, listen, Kevin, I'm perfectly fine with the Saints listening to Randy Mueller on picks. You're making a face?
No, I'm reading one of the questions on the side. Like somebody was asking me, you know, could the Saints... Like, how would you feel if the Saints tried trading back into the first round? It's like they don't have the ammo for this at this point. They would have to use assets for
next year.
They'd
have to use the 2025 first.
Mean they don't have the ammo.
Under no circumstances.
You have the ammo. Come on, man.
Yeah.
You can't.
Under no circumstances should any 2025 assets be used. Especially now. Like, I would
not top 100.
Kevin, close your eyes.
If you want to...
Oh, wait, I got some news here. Wait, where is this from?
The
Falcons
news?
Called Kirk Cousins when they were on the clock to let him know. From what I learned, Cousins understood a QB would be considered, but he did not believe his successor would be taken in the first round. I'm told he's a bit stunned.
You like
what
that?
Is this from?
You like that?
You like that? Wait, what is the source? This is Diana Russini.
Diana Russini.
That's a Diana Russini tweet.
Jason Champagne said gone by a top 10.
Do you know, Kevin, how arrogant it is of the Falcons? They think they have a ready-made roster. And all they have to do, they thought, all we have to do is drop in a quarterback and we're good to win the South. Not only that, which is complete and utter nonsense, they think their roster is so good they can draft a quarterback and wait on him for 2 years maybe. No, Fondo has gone 7-10 3 straight years.
So okay. Fuaga's Raz 9.63. The guy from Penn State, Olu Fashanu, 9.58. Raz.
Still no defensive players taken?
Still no defense.
This is crazy. We are at pick 16.
I mean,
we are at pick 16.
No. The Colts broke it. They took Leitu Latu.
Yeah.
Oh, cornerback?
The first 14 picks, I don't think that's ever happened.
No, it's crazy. That's crazy.
That's wild.
I mean, I don't know,
Dallas Turner hasn't been picked.
We're gonna get some leaks tomorrow, Kevin. And me and you are gonna be in a rage because I bet you the Saints got some really, really tempting offers.
I'm sure. Listen, I'm saying
it's my fault, Ralph. It's my fault. Loomis has seen the graphic, you know.
Yeah, he did.
He's like, fuck it.
I'm saying A minus getting this fella.
Oh.
I could potentially look if. Unless I hear about some absolute crackerjack offer, which I'm sure we might eventually hear about, I may get.
Well, here's the thing, annoyed, though, Kevin.
But this guy looks like the goods.
Here's the thing, Kevin. Though I think the Saints, they just got boxed in. Like if Ramczyk had his surgery and he was. And they felt good about Ramczyk playing in 2024, I think they would have been even more open to trading. But they just got boxed in. Penning sucks. Ram is hurt.
Retired.
Hurst retired. Ram hurt. Like, sometimes you just
gotta... Sal Gavatti, questionable.
Yeah, like, sometimes you just gotta, like, I know all the drafters, like, you shouldn't pick for need and you need to pick elite positions and blah, blah, blah. But, like, sometimes, man, you just gotta, like, we gotta get a tackle. And they did it.
Here's the thing. Let me pull up the big board again, mm-hmm. And look up. So PFF had Byron Murphy, Jay-Z Newton, Latu, and the two cornerbacks ranked ahead of Fuaga.
Yeah.
In terms of like PFF rank, but those are all. Defensive players.
That's right.
And the Saints, I guess, had it in their head that we need a tackle or we need offense, or they didn't think any of those players on defense eclipsed what they had for Fuaga. So even if you want to say the top guy on their board, in theory, they got whoever they had was the top guy on their board in that position.
Yeah. I think they got...
still managed to draft for need.
Yeah, Nick Underhill.
I'm feeling even better about giving this an A minus.
Nick Underhill had this article in the Chamber on Fuaga, so I think for the Saints to say they got the guy that they wanted and kind of expected or hoped to be there. And listen,
in the Chamber, listen, I'll go out on a limb. And say that Underhill probably had a couple of different articles, ready to go in terms of what he was going to write, and had enough information written out.
Yeah,
I'm sure he had three or four options written.
Yeah.
For things.
But I think it's to your point. I think this doesn't feel like a reach. Feels like
not a reach at all.
Not a reach at all. Like
not a reach at all.
Like because I was really worried, Kevin. I was really worried when Latham went five, or Alt went five. I was really worried that
start the run.
It was going to start the run, and I was worried that Tennessee would pick one, and maybe the Bears, who they have two tackles that are okay, but they might be like, hey, they take Fashanu, and like. I was worried that we weren't going to get here. I do think the Saints, it fell, not perfect, but good enough for them to get a. Archmidge says not a reach, but maybe a reach around. So ideally, Kevin, how do you? I know it's a lot of picks left, but how do you want the rest of it? You got it. You know, the Saints have almost 32 more picks to go before they pick again. Almost.
Listen, I'm looking at the comments, and Noel Lafredo said we got our solo Sikoa. Under no circumstances do I want to have our solo Sikoa. Solo Sikoa got his big win over John Cena in Saudi Arabia, and then proceeded to lose the next 38 matches. If we're counting house shows here, that guy's push right was a big fart
kind of wrestling.
Until after, this is all wrestling stuff. After WrestleMania, Kevin, when they decided to do something with him, and then bring in the fella that helped found the Bullet Club, and
Kevin,
oh,
you guys,
deal,
you
wow.
guys take your nerd talk to some other
Kevin,
like,
I,
message
Kevin,
board.
Kevin, I got an idea.
Listen. I'm fine saying Fuaga is the newest member of the bloodline. He is the best member of the bloodline. This is the real tribal chief.
Kevin,
listen,
I have a.
You want to do the ooh-ah every time he makes a, every time he pancakes a defender? I'm all for it. Hey, we can Kevin, ooh-ah all the lit long day. I'm all Kevin, for
this
it.
This guy needs to be a ram check and not a penning.
Yeah, he does. I have a great idea, Kevin.
Yes.
Remember our boy Kingsley Suamatia?
From Oops. Yale?
Suamatia.
From BYU?
Or wait, wait. Well, then who's the Yale guy? Because the Yale guy had a difficult name. Hang on, I'll find
You could
him.
Have a Samoan tag team at offensive tackle.
We could have the Samoan SWAT team. There we go. Give me the Samoan SWAT
Dave,
team.
Dave, we could print the t-shirts. I think they got to go Samoan again at 45.
Give me the Samoan SWAT team right there.
It's like a better version of the Wake Forest back-to-back Chip Vaughn.
And Stanley Jean-Baptiste.
Yeah. Dave, does it scares me a little. It scares me a little how good I feel about the Saints and how I'm laughing at the Falcons. And that scares me just a little bit.
Okay. I gotta admit the Falcons pick gives me more joy than the Saints pick.
It does. It does.
Is it because the Saints pick just feels like, okay, just, they got
yeah,
a need.
It's not, yeah,
they
it's
filled
not,
the
yeah,
need.
It's not sexy. Yeah. It's not sexy. It's just, I feel good about the Saints pick as far as, you know, it does. Like you said, it fulfills a deep need, but on a surface level, you know, selfish level, the Penix Falcons pick is,
it's great.
Just way better. Yeah.
I was trying to think of like a previous Saints first round pick that conjures up the same feeling as Waga. I was thinking like maybe Jamal Brown, who was an offensive lineman, or Sheldon Rankins, where like they picked them and you were like, they need
when
that.
When did we pick Ramchek? Was he not a first round pick?
He was 32. But Ramchek, remember Ramchek had the whole Reuben Foster drama where the Saints were on the phone with him and they're like, we're taking you, and the 49ers traded up and got him instead of the Saints like one pick ahead. So, but it just feels, I don't want to feel like, it just has a calmness like, oh yeah, they filled a need like that. It feels very Sheldon Rankins, Jamal Brown kind of pick, Kevin. But what do you want, Kevin? Who's the guy? You know, we're going to talk about the, me and you are going to preview round 2 and 3 later once the first round is done. But before we get out of here, when you look at this, like, what's a name where even you, Mr. President of the Trade Down Association, who would be a guy that you would look at? And if he's there tomorrow at like pick 35 and Loomis traded up for him, got him, you'd be like, I understand it. I like it. I'm going to resign or take a leave of absence from the Trade Down Association Board of Directors. Is there, give me a player that you would consider the Saints trading up from 45 and you would be okay with it. And it could be wild. Like, it doesn't even have to be necessarily realistic.
If he's there between 35 and 40, which seems like it could be a distinct possibility, but then again, you know, like, you never know. They may start being a big run. Oh, Minnesota just traded up for Dallas Turner. And Jacksonville got 4 picks. Look at these fucking guys.
Wow.
Look at these guys. Boy, the Khan family. Boy, they know how to, they're running things pretty good, man. They get 4 picks. Old Tony got pile driven last night. And he's still doing well enough to make a deal here. Good. Wow, good for him and his pops.
I do want to point out that's the team you traded down with in your mock draft.
That is.
Yeah, so here's the thing. We can take 45, and now Jacksonville has a ton of ammo that they can give us. This is great.
Yeah. But who's a guy you would be okay?
So if he's there at, say, 35, and they decided to reach up for him, I would probably say Chop Robinson from Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
What about TJ Tampa?
No.
Yeah.
No.
If Johnny Newton fell to 35.
He can't be falling to 35.
But if he got, if they created a tandem of receivers,
you asked me realistic.
I said realistic or fantasy. But no, it, that's a guy. Him and Brissy could destroy defense. Could destroy offensive lines for the next half a decade. What did they? I see in the chat everybody saying that
ranked 11th on the PFF big board.
What did they get? What did they get, Minnesota? What did they give up? I want to see it because that's probably a barometer.
I'll find it
because that's a barometer.
Kevin said four picks.
Four picks. Yeah, that sounds like a lot, but they got.
Let's see.
Oh, it was 2025 picks. It was 2025 third and a 2025 fourth.
There you go. Don't tell me the Saints can't move back into the first round.
I mean, like.
If the Saints can trade back and get something for 2025 on top of, whatever, then look, we've added something for next year, which I'm fine with because we only have six picks for next year. So
The Minnesota
Barton from Duke at 45. If Barton was there at 45, I'd be fine taking him.
Yeah,
I don't think Barton's gonna. Be there at 45. But if he was there, and listen, I know it's the whole. Oh well, I mean, he's not really a tackle. He's really more of a guard or a center. Fine.
Yeah, you need
fine.
No, you need guard.
Plug that guy where he could plug him in and go.
Yeah.
Like this, the Saints offensive line is so bad and needs so much help that take the guy and see where he's going to play.
That's right.
The
Saints cannot turn their nose up at a potential starting guard at 45. No way, no how.
Nope.
You can do it at 14 because 14, you're like, you need a tackle. You need a starting tackle at 14.
Right.
But at 45, if you told me Barton was going to give you four really solid years at guard, done. Dave, is it TC?
Listen, I still hope they listen. I still hope that they listen to offers because, look, if the Saints could trade back into, say, the 80s and somewhere else, Cooper Beebe could probably be there in the 80s.
Dave, is that Seltzer? Is it hitting you to TCG? What is it? THB?
THC, Ralph.
No. THC. No. And Dave, I feel bad for you. You didn't get killer tickets. I feel bad for you.
The killers. Killers at Tipitina's tonight. They went on sale last night. They sold out in about 0.5 of a second.
How many seats does Tipitina's hold?
Well, first of all, there's no seats.
It's like just standing room.
I think there were only like 200 or 250 tickets that were getting sold. So
I saw Judas Priest at Tipitina's.
Did you really? Yeah.
Not as kind. It was Rob Halford's band Fight, but he did all the Judas Priest standards. Same thing.
My Islanders, what's up with the Islanders game here?
Wait, I'm trying to, where the hell
so,
is it? Hang on. I've got the details here. So the Vikings got 17. The Jaguars get 23, 167, a 2025 third rounder, and a 2025 fourth rounder.
Oh, and by the way, Kevin, Minnesota, they don't have a second round pick next year either.
Great.
So they don't have a second, third, or fourth.
Great.
Round. Wow.
Great. Great.
Uh-huh.
Good. Good.
Final thoughts, and I'll go first, and then Dave and Kevin, you can go. Mickey Loomis, I'm proud of you. You held your water. You didn't panic, trade up.
We didn't all trip over your own dick.
We didn't.
You almost traded down. You thought about trading down.
You almost traded down.
Baby steps.
It's a process, Kevin. It's a process. Last year he thought about it. This year he took actual phone calls while they're on the clock.
That Kai Harley influence.
It's Kai Harley. So it's baby step. The Saints understood the assignment. They're trying to accomplish it. It's on to 45. I would love this draft. Mickey Loomis, get me three picks in the top 100 without burning a top 100 pick next year, and I'll give you a lot of flowers. That's my thoughts. Dave, you go. I want Kevin to go last. Your thoughts on the draft.
You want Kevin to go last. My thoughts on the draft, you know, what everybody's going to be talking about, obviously six quarterbacks in the first 12 picks. That helped a lot of guys fall to the Saints. Glad the Saints stayed put. Like you said, glad Mickey was at least entertaining calls to trade down. Would have loved to have seen that, but not a sexy pick, but they took a guy that they desperately need at a position that they desperately need. So, yeah, I'm happy. It's not over yet.
Fuaga said that he was surprised the Saints picked him.
I don't know why. We could be back on here in 30 minutes potentially.
Kevin will be beside himself. Kevin, your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm happy that they did not trade up. Mm-hmm. Beyond ecstatic, especially again because people in this damn Discord and then a few people on Saints Twitter were just, you know, doing all this, the old wacky waving, inflatable arm flailing tube band thing, having an absolute panic over it. It was unfounded. And then not only that, a really great tackle falls into your lap and you take him. You don't fumble it. You field a couple of offers. And then you end up taking the guy anyway, and I'm fine with it. Like I've said this, I think, two or three times already. A-. Right now, snap grade, A-.
I think what you're going to hear, like, Loomis and the team say tomorrow or whatever is, like...
Right now, probably they're doing it.
I think you're going to hear a lot of, like, we let the draft come to us.
We let it come to us. And they're going to say, we had to take him. We couldn't risk moving down and not getting our guy.
We didn't like the value of trading down.
That's right. We didn't like the value.
That's not what we do. You know,
it's about the player, Thomas.
We have more luck trading up. You know, we don't like trading down. Right? Like, you know, we are happy. That's what it's about.
We're happy. You know? We're happy. Thanks, guys. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate everybody joining us, supporting the show. If you're listening to this later on a Friday and you're listening to the free version of this show, you missed out. Sign up, support the show, get in the Discord. We're having a blast. I'm going to be in there Friday, Saturday. Me and Kevin are going to do another recap show for the patrons. Guys, thank you so much.
The Wicker Man says, see y'all in a few picks.
Kevin will be drinking out of a bottle.
I like that attitude.
Kevin will be drinking out of a bottle. We love you guys. Until next time, the bar
in a few picks
is closed.